Now we come to one of the things that characterize the Gospel of Luke, and that, of course, are the parables. Dr. Luke majors in the parables, where we find Mark majoring in the miracles, and we find that Dr. Luke gives us certain parables that are probably the most familiar part of the Bible. I suppose that the Good Samaritan will stand along with the 23rd Psalm in the Old Testament and the 14th chapter of John's Gospel. It's certainly the best-known story. Everyone's heard about the Good Samaritan. I believe that it is still true that the literary critics consider it the greatest story that was ever told. And certainly we have to say it's the most popular and the most familiar parable that there is. It's the story of a man that fell among thieves and what happened to him. And our Lord gave it, of course, in a very brief compass. Now let me begin reading at verse 25, and this is preliminary to it and what called it forth from the lips of our Lord. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, our Lord gives the parable, you see, an answer to a question. And we'll see the question is not an honest question, but it's a good question, and it's a stock question, by the way. And here we find this certain lawyer doesn't mean that he was a lawyer in the sense we think of it. He was acquainted with the Mosaic system, which was a legal system, and he was a certain lawyer in that sense, one who interpreted the Mosaic law. If you've noticed the two Gospels, they have certain human characteristics. Mark is rough on doctors. We saw that. You remember he said that that poor woman had spent all her living on doctors. Well, Luke doesn't say that she did that. Luke just says she couldn't be cured. But Dr. Luke, he's rough on lawyers. And here you have this lawyer that came. A story is told about two lawyers in court, and it was a very difficult case that was causing a great deal of controversy. And the court opened with one lawyer jumping up and calling the other lawyer a liar, and the other one jumped up to retaliate and call the other lawyer a thief. And the judge rapped for silence, and he says, "Now that the lawyers have identified themselves, we'll begin the case." Well, that's a story I'm sure Dr. Luke would have appreciated, but he wouldn't appreciate the one about the doctor, of course. And I do know a story about preachers, by the way, but I don't have time to tell that one, of course. Now we move on. "He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And our Lord had a very wonderful way of dealing with questions. You know how he did it? He asked a question in return. He says, "What's written in the law? How readest thou?" And he answering said, now he's a lawyer acquainted with the Mosaic system. He says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Now that was a straightforward answer, by the way, there. And he answered accurately.